UKGC suspends Spribe license over hosting requirement breaches. The UK Gambling Commission has suspended Spribe OU's operating license after identifying breaches of the regulator's hosting requirements. Regulator suspends license after hosting breaches. The UK Gambling Commission, UKGC, said it has immediately suspended the operating license of Estonia-based game provider Spribe OU, which was originally granted a UK license in 2020. The regulator opened a review under Section 1182 of the Gambling Act 2005 to examine Spribe's ongoing suitability following alleged failures to meet the UK's hosting rules. According to the Commission, the probe focuses on instances where Spribe's distribution or technical arrangements amounted to indirect provision of content to UK-licensed operators without the correct authorization. In practical terms, hosting covers situations where a provider makes games available to operators' customers by serving them from a provider-controlled server. The UKGC has instructed Spribe to cease all hosting activity for Great Britain customers until it secures an appropriate hosting license. The regulator warned that it is a criminal offense to provide facilities for gambling in Great Britain without a UKGC license, invoking the protections set out in Section 33 of the Gambling Act 2005. The action forces affected operators to review integration arrangements and to notify players of any interruptions caused by the regulator's decision. The UKGC also told Spribe to inform its clients about service disruptions resulting from the suspension. Industry reaction and next steps. The suspension is likely to create immediate operational and commercial challenges for both Spribe and its partner operators in Great Britain. For operators using Spribe games, the order to halt hosting could mean pausing certain titles or migrating content to alternative suppliers, a process that can be technically complex and time-consuming. An industry compliance consultant with experience of UK regulation, who asked not to be named, said, "This type of enforcement underscores how tightly the UKGC monitors technical supply chains. Providers and operators must be explicit about where games are hosted, who controls the servers, and how player data flows. If a supplier is found to be operating outside its licensing permissions, operators can find themselves exposed to regulatory risk and reputational damage at short notice." Spribe has previously been involved in litigation with Aviator LLC, a dispute that drew renewed attention in August. The legal friction between suppliers and platform partners highlights the complex commercial arrangements underpinning many modern casino and skill game deployments. At the time of publication, Spribe had not published a public statement addressing the suspension. The UKGC's investigatory powers under Section 1182 allow it to review and, if necessary, revoke or vary licenses depending on the findings. Sanctions can range from warnings and license conditions to permanent revocation and financial penalties. For operators and industry watchers, the case is a reminder of the UKGC's assertive regulatory stance since the Gambling Act reforms and its continuing focus on technical compliance, player protection, and the lawful provision of gambling facilities in Great Britain. Firms operating in the supply chain should audit hosting arrangements promptly and ensure they hold the necessary permissions before servicing UK customers. Further developments are likely as the UKGC's review progresses. Market participants and operators affected by the suspension will be watching closely for any guidance from the regulator, formal representations from Spribe, or actions from counterparties reshaping their product rosters to maintain compliance and service continuity.